one of the other barons was like, "What's your favorite place in Greenwich?" And I was like,
"Just say Grigg Street." No,
I said,
Grigg Street.
That's what I said.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Charter New Haven Pizza Show, episode 57. Frank Zabski, Kevin Begley. We are back in our fancy little studio we have here. Frank, every time we're back here, there's something new when we come in. Today we've got this new screen. Look at that. We're looking all professional here.
And a dummy like me, I didn't even see it when I came in.
Right. I walk into the studio and I'm like, oh, look it, we got the screen up, because they told us they're gonna put it up. And Frank's like, look at that. And you've been sitting here for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. It happens.
It's funny.
I'm preoccupied.
And we got new chairs too. These are kinda comfy.
I want a heated seat chair next time, though.
We got some stuff to go over today about pizza news, social media stuff, some pizza topics, some thoughts. I want to get your thoughts, Frank, on a couple different things. The first one is that I made my first batch of pizzas that's more than just my immediate family.
So, I saw that.
So I made, I posted some of them on my Instagram. So I made six pizzas total, six pies total. My wife's sister and her husband and their kids, they came over as big cousins night and big pizza party. So I was like, yeah, I'll make some pies. Now I did. There's a couple different things I want to ask you about. So first, let's start with the dough. So I made I made your dough recipe, which I always make.
Yeah.
And when I made the dough, because I wanted to make it like on, they came over on Friday night. So I wanted to make it on, I think I made it on Tuesday.
Perfect.
And our bread flour, we had, you know, like the little tins that you have in your class?
Yeah.
We had exactly one of those left in flour. And I was like, well, this is all we had. And it was off by maybe like a centimeter at the top. And I'm like, that doesn't really matter. And so I used it, made the dough. It was a bit sticky. It was a little more sticky than usual. So, even when it was rising in the fridge, even when I went to use it on Friday night, it was like that kind of sticky consistency.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I was able to still make the pizzas, but I was wondering, like, is it the ratio of the water, the flour? Like, what makes it sticky that it's not that dry sensation that you usually want?
Yeah, so New Haven-style dough is going to be sticky. Now,
just
I don't
by
know.
Nature.
Yeah, just by nature, because dough is rated in what they call hydration.
Yep.
So it's always the amount of flour, which is the constant.
Okay.
And then you add water to the flour, so there's always a percentage of flour. So most of the New Haven style, and everyone does it a little bit different, I'm going to say between 67 and 70%.
Okay.
So like our recipe for Pizza School and what you have is it's 530 grams of bread flour.
Yep.
And 350 grams of room temperature tap water.
Yeah, so there's like a mark, like the sticker on
right.
the thing. Yeah.
But if you don't want to use the cup, and most people who are listening to this don't have the cup, my cheat cup that I made, you just divide 530 and the 350 and you get the percentage.
Okay.
Which should be 67.5 to 68%.
Makes sense.
So the higher you raise the percentage of water, the stickier, theoretically, the dough is going to get.
So I might have had a little bit more water than I technically needed. Again,
or less flour.
Right. So that's more likely because I was kind of I was getting every last morsel out of the little bag that we had.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's kind of there. And then my wife Shannon was like, why don't you just put some like regular flour to mix it in? I'm like,
you could have.
Yeah. So I didn't know because the bread flour is so important to the pizzas. I didn't want to put in the all purpose and mix it together.
Yeah.
But that's good to know too that I could have. And then we eventually went to the store and got more. So now I got one of the giant. Because we just had like the little one. I got this huge bread flour thing. I'm like, I'm good for the pizza season.
You're going to put some meat on them bones, Kevin.
Yeah, I know, right? So I didn't
probably 125 pounds soaking wet.
I didn't use the outdoor oven this time. I haven't christened that for the season yet.
Yep.
So I'm waiting for that. So I use my pizza steel
in
the home oven. Put it to 550, let it heat up. Question about
how long did you let it heat up for?
Over an hour.
Ah, perfect.
So it was like an hour and a half maybe.
Good.
Now, does it when it comes to the racks?
Yep.
You're using a pizza steel in your home oven.
Yep.
Do you want it lower the better or higher the better or middle? Where's the best spot?
So assuming you have a broiler And I most do. People do have broilers,
yep.
which is that little ring or rack on top. I tell people 6 to 8 inches below the broiler.
Okay, from the top. Okay, from the broiler on the top. Because I do use the broiler at the end as like the finishing move.
Yep.
So like, I do that right the last minute or two to get it kind of crispy.
Yeah, you could put the steel anywhere you want in your oven, but if you don't want to move it up to the top rack, then if you position one of the three metal racks that come in the oven 6 to 8 inches below the broiler, then you don't have to move it, and you put the steel plate on top of that. But as we'll discuss in another episode, I didn't do that in a video I got, and I got all kinds of hell and high water for it.
We have a demo episode coming up next, in the next episode that comes out, that we're going to get into all that.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the three doughs, but then I'm like, three pizzas isn't enough for four kids, and we had another friend coming up, so five adults.
Yeah.
And so my wife went to Trader Joe's and got some pizza dough.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that.
Now, I said, I'm like, it'll be fine. We just can't use it cold.
Right.
Because they sell it just like refrigerated, so we can't just buy the pizza dough and then use it an hour later. So I basically did the same thing that I do with the homemade dough, is took it out of the refrigerator like 5 hours before and let it come up to room temperature. Now, the difference with the store-bought dough is that they tell you on the bag to take it out 20 minutes before you use it.
Yeah.
That's nowhere near enough time.
No, sir.
But I did realize that if you leave it out too long, there's like moisture in their dough, and it gets really like, it was sticky, but it gets really kind of like stringy too.
Mm.
So, because they probably, you know, it's not the homemade version, so they got some other stuff going on in that dough, probably preservatives, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that dough worked out, but that dough cooks thick. It's like, definitely like a New York style dough.
I don't want to say anything, but I saw some of your pizzas, and I'm like, that's on the thick side.
Yeah, it was it was sort of, I mean, in a pinch, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it cooked like a New York style, which I thought was interesting. Like, it instead of New Haven style, that's super thin, it kind of cooked like a regular neighborhood pie that you'd have. It has the bubbles on top and a thick crust and all that.
I'm sure everyone ate it.
Oh, yeah, everyone loved it.
Of course.
So, okay, the pizzas I made. I did a sausage and pepperoni. Both my kids love sausage and pepperoni now, to find out. But I cut it up like fine. Like, I cut it up like chopped it almost. It, not quite minced, but like in little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I did half and half. I did
the sausage or the pepperoni?
Both.
Really?
So I cut them both up. And then I had it so that every bite you got sausage and pepperoni in it.
Okay.
And I did the homemade sauce with a can of these.
Yep.
And so I did, and it was great. And you know what's really funny? One thing that happened, I did it by accident, but I was putting the sauce on because, you know, when you have people over, there's like kids running around.
Chaos.
We're talking to people. And so I put the sauce on, and then I started putting the toppings on. And I'm like,
it's okay.
Oh, wait. I didn't put
it's upside down.
I didn't put the cheese on yet.
It's upside down.
And then I kind of panicked for a second, and I did get the cheese I was using was the thinly sliced mozzarella at the store.
So deli sliced.
The Moots. So I say as thin as your thing will go. Like, give me that thin mozzarella.
Number one. That's what you want to do.
Number one. Like
cut.
A haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
So number one Moots, and so the sauce sort of bleeds through, and then I got a block of pecorino that I did grated it. The problem was I put the toppings on, and I was like, oh, no. But the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, this kind of will work better because I put the cheese slices on top of the toppings, and they wouldn't slide off as much when I go to slide it in the oven.
Yeah.
And then it cooked basically – like, it looked almost like a cheese pizza with, like, bumps under it, and then it was just the sausage and pepperoni. And the kids liked it. Like, it was kind of like – I'm like, oh, it's hidden. It's like a sneaky pie. It's hidden under the cheese. And they were like, what? So that one worked out great. And then I did a New Haven plain. Now, the problem with the New Haven plain.
Garlic, did you put garlic on it?
I did. Yep. I bought the roasted garlic at Big Y, you know, those little pieces. And that one was one of the last ones I did, and it was the Trader Joe's dough. And it just doesn't translate on the thick dough.
A little mouchard, as they call it.
It was good.
Yeah.
But it comes out, like the New Haven style plain, you need super thin and crispy. Like, that's where it's good.
Yep.
And you have that sauce, and you got the pecorino, and it's so good. When it's on, like, a regular, thick kind of, you know, New York style pie, it's just a different type of thing. It almost seemed like a bread, like a focaccia.
Like a focaccia, yeah.
And it was still tasty, but it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So lesson learned. You got to go New Haven style, like thin crust to do that.
Yeah.
New Haven style.
So a couple things that you could do going forward, and you didn't do anything wrong. I mean, like what you just described is the whole fun of pizza.
Totally.
You know, it's like a lot of people I deal with online, less and less more because I don't have any patience for them. It's like there's like this, you know, you got to do it this way and this way and this way and this way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm very much a traditional pizza maker. But sometimes, you know, things don't work out and something happens or whatever. But the point being is, so for the dough, and I don't recommend doing this, but you can do it. You can make same day dough. But you just have to give it probably 4 to 6 hours to kind of start to build gluten and do a little fermenting, which allows a little bit more flavor to it.
So in the refrigerator. So you put it.
Yeah. So for example, let's say, you know, you ran out of bread flour, you made the pizzas on Tuesday or Wednesday, and you got up Saturday morning and said, you know, we've got these extra people coming over.
We need more.
And we need more. So what I would have done, what you could have done, and you did nothing wrong, is just make another batch.
In the morning.
Right. So mix it, boil it, put it in the containers.
Yep.
So the proper way to do it is once you put it in the containers, put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
2-3 days. But in this particular case, all you had to do was take the containers, do not put them in the refrigerator.
Oh, just leave it out.
Leave it out all day.
Huh. Like room temperature.
Bingo.
Okay, so that's good to know. If you're, you know, or you plan out the 3 doughs or 6 doughs or whatever, and then you're like, you know what, like either you have more people coming over or you're like, we really need more. And if you don't use it, you could always freeze it, right?
Right. So that's another thing. Like when you made that, well, you couldn't do it because you didn't have enough bread flour, but you can make 2-3 batches of my recipe.
Right.
And I just always freeze. I'll freeze whatever I don't use.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing with store-bought dough is that I actually don't think there's anything secret in there, preservatives or anything. But what happens is that it ages out.
Yeah, because you don't know when they sent it to the store.
Right. And so dough is a living organism. And once it dies, once the yeast doesn't have any more sugar to eat, it actually will shrink up, shrivel up, get really hard.
Yeah.
So that dough could be in the grocery store cooler for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. My point being is you have to make the dough in order for it to be nice and nice, as I say.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be planned.
Yep.
So, but, you know, when I first started getting into this heavily, like 2010, you know, I started with Apicella's store-bought dough in the red package.
Right.
And I learned really quickly that as soon as I started making my own, Apicella's is fantastic. But for what I wanted to do, making the fresh stuff was just, it was a game changer.
It's night and day. Like when you make that fresh dough and it comes out correctly, it's so good.
Yeah.
So overall, it was a great night. I posted the photos on my Instagram if anyone wants to see them. But I also got a couple comments. I thought pizza was supposed to be round.
Of course.
And I commented back, like, pizza's an art form. Like, pizza can be oval. It could be, and one of mine looked like a butterfly. That's fine.
Yeah, I saw the butterfly one.
Because that was, when I couldn't, you know, I had the sauce came off a little bit on the peel,
stuck.
And I was trying to get it off into the thing. And then by the time it got onto the oven, on the steel, it was like, just it was. I didn't want to mess with it anymore, and I was like, it's not a circle anymore. But whatever, we'll see how it comes out. And then when you cut it, whatever, you just cut it into triangles, like strips, whatever you want.
There's no taste in shape.
Pizza is an art form. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every pizza is a different canvas, and again, the most important thing, and sometimes even I get. You know, I forget about this, is you got to have fun with it.
Totally, yeah. And you have to not worry about being messy either.
Yeah.
So especially with kids, like, you know, when we're doing a pizza night, we're just like submitting to like our kitchen's going to be crazy.
Of course.
And then we just clean it up later. Like, you just got to let the flour go everywhere and like let the kids play with a little piece of dough. Like, that's part of the fun of it, yeah.
It's only sauce, it's not cement. You know, you can clean it up one wipe away.
I like that tagline. Maybe that'll be our new tagline. It's only sauce, it's not cement. Okay, I want to get into a couple local pizza things before we get to a couple, two other things from the internet that I want to get your thoughts on.
The interwebs.
The first thing is, so everyone knows if you follow this show, if you don't, then I work for local radio stations here in Connecticut. Connoisseur Media, Star 99.9, do the afternoon show there. When Frank and I met, that's how we started this podcast, because we have these beautiful facilities here in Connecticut. our company also has radio stations on Long Island.
Yep.
And in a bunch of different places around the country, but our Long Island stations we do a lot with because there's a lot of synergy there because they're,
sure.
you know, they help out with events that we do here and we go there and we have DJs from there that are on our stations here and vice versa. So anyway, their engineer there, his name's Jesse, and we got to get him on the show because he's like a pizza super fan.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
And he's got an Instagram called Snack Boss. That's the name of his Instagram if anyone wants to look it up.
Snack Boss or Box?
Boss. Like
B-O-S-S.
B-O-S-S, yeah. Okay. And I'm probably going to get this wrong, but we'll have him on and we'll talk about it. He had pizza every single day in the whole year of 2025 and rated it all in a little notebook.
Wow.
Like a handheld notebook that he rates, like, you know, he gives it scores to all the different criteria.
Yeah.
And then he takes all the stats and he put it into like an A, like ChatGPT or something, and he got all the stats back and ranked the places, like this whole involved thing. It's like 600 and something slices of pizza.
Wow.
That he had throughout the year. And he's got a place on Long Island that's his favorite.
So
he
must have two slices a day because there's only 360
it has to be,
days.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to get him on. We'll bring him somewhere in Connecticut. And
is he skinny like you?
I don't think I'm that skinny. Am I skinny?
You're skinny, Kevin. Any level, you're skinny.
He's probably a
similar. I'm two of you.
He's a similar build. He's a similar build to me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, right. Having two pieces of pizza every day, you'd think that he'd be 500 pounds.
Bulk up a little bit.
No, he's just a normal looking dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got this Instagram, he's got this whole thing, and it's fascinating. It's great. So like 2 weeks ago, he sent me a message, and he's like, and it's a video, and it's one of his buddies that took it. He has a place on Long Island. It's his favorite place, Nico's. And he sends this video, and it's Dave Portnoy doing a review outside. And I was
I knew where this was coming.
Hilarious. Like, this is so funny. And he's been dying for it to happen because it's his favorite place on Long Island, and he always says, like, Long Island doesn't have that many great pizza places. They have a lot of pizza places, but nothing that's like really high end, you know, high standard pizza. But this place he swears by, and he's like, one day he's going to come here and he's going to realize that, because he said in reviews in the past, Portnoy, that Long Island has terrible pizza.
Maybe he's had an influence.
Yeah, so maybe.
He's an influencer.
So, but Jesse just happened to be there the day that he came to record. And anyone who follows those reviews, they record a bunch in one day and then they release them, you know, in the future.
Yep.
So it's this video of Jesse and from behind him. And he's talking to Portnoy, and he's like saying everything I just said about him. Like, I ate 600 and whatever pieces. And he's like, wait, what? And he's like, and I'm like, this will be hilarious if they leave it in the review. Then the review came out like a few days ago. And sure enough, there's Jesse at the end of it talking about his notebook and all of the pizza.
That's awesome.
It's really funny. And he talks about he works at these five radio stations on Long Island. And so he got a little shine being in that video, which is super fun. So if you go to the post on Dave Portnoy's Instagram, you'll see Snack Boss commented below. And he was just like commenting about the video, but he's a great follow. He's really funny on Instagram, and yeah, we'll get him on one day. We'll bring him
definitely.
Somewhere here in Connecticut and see, because I know he's tried Connecticut places, but I don't know how many. I don't know which ones he's been to. But yeah, we got to get him on the show.
I'd be curious to see what he thinks, and not that this will be like a Long Island versus New Haven or Connecticut pizza, but I'd be curious to see what he thinks the difference is, and if he could be as honest as possible.
Yeah, just from talking to him the times that I have, it seems like he skews more towards like New Haven style as far as like a personal preference.
Yep.
So I think that's what he enjoys.
Yeah.
So I think he'll like the Connecticut style.
Yeah.
So we'll get him on. We'll do an episode with him. It'll be fun. But I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
The other cool thing that happened was that we always see celebrities talking about Connecticut pizza, you know, and John Legend, famous singer, songwriter. He's coming to Connecticut soon in a couple weeks. And he was, I think he was being interviewed by one of the local TV places, TV anchors.
Okay.
And he was
like in Connecticut local?
Yeah. I think it's one of the places up in Hartford. And maybe it was Live Nation, because he's doing a show at the Toyota Oatdale Theater.
Okay.
So he commented, they asked him about pizza and saying, like, because he's been to Connecticut before, you know, does he enjoy the pizza? And he gave a shout out to
there's Pepe's and there's Sally's.
It was Pepe's he took us to, and we really did love that pizza. That's some good pizza.
So John Legend, swooner, you know, sort of love song writer, artist, loves Pepe's pizza. Come to find out.
Hey. You know, I mean, it's really cool that a lot of those places, you know, get mentioned because you think, you know, for us, it's kind of like a local pizza place, but, you know, these places are nationally well known.
Yeah. Do you think when celebrities come here, like how many of them know about the New Haven scene? How many, do you think people tell them about it and then they're like, oh, now I need to have it? Or I guess they'd have to be like foodies to be tapped into it.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I've obviously never lived that kind of life, but I would assume they have handlers and managers
that say, like, you got to have New Haven
pizza. Right, and then there's other people from our area who probably contact them and say, hey, you know, we'll send you free pizza. And I'm not saying anyone sending them free pizza. Yeah. But so I don't know. But the one thing I will tell you, because I have had I have had some interaction with some more famous people. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I quickly realized is that they're just like you and I.
Right.
Except when I say they got lucky, I mean, they worked really hard at their craft, whatever they did.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they have the same likes and dislikes. And so my guess would be that, you know, and I'm taking a guess that they might just know on their own.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you know, we're going to be in, you know, North Haven or Wallingford, which is where Legend's going to be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, because and I know a lot of when they have the travelers here, a lot of those golfers come down, and I think they see it online too. So they'll see the reviews, they'll see the, and they'll be like, "Oh, when we get to Connecticut, we got to have that pizza."
Yeah,
which is fun, and they go to, and you can tell the ones that really embrace it and really get into it, and the ones who are like, "Well, everyone says I should have it, so I might as well try it."
Yeah. I saw some videos, and I'm not a big golfer at all, and I don't even know the people's names, and you might actually even have told me about this, but they interviewed some real famous golfers down at Pepe's and Sally's, and like they were into it. Like it wasn't like, you know, oh, I got to do this thing here, you know, and just kind of get through it. But they were like into it.
Yeah,
this
the was two big ones, Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, and Tony Finau. When we did the Pepe's
episode,
I think
it was Finau,
with Marini.
Yep,
Jeff Marini. He was saying that Tony Finau was the one who was like brought his whole family and was like really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun little thing when celebrities, bands, artists, you know, athletes, whatever, come through Connecticut, and it's our little claim to fame that they can try our pizza.
Yeah, and one of those posters that I have that we used to have up here is you know, the Dave Matthews Band. I think when they were playing in Hartford, the Xfinity or whatever it's called now.
Yep.
You know, they had either come down or went to Worcester Street, and you know, their poster for that show was kind of like this bulbous pizza chef with a pizza in their hand.
Yeah.
And so I actually have several of those posters, and I actually happen to love Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
And it was just cool, but to that point,
One more local thing. So this time of year in the spring, career days are big in these schools, so I go and speak to talk about being on the radio, and and now I have this whole presentation I do. And now I've added chard to the presentation. So
I tell
them I do a pizza podcast, and sometimes the teachers kind of perk up because they've either watched an episode or they're into pizza, you know, and they're like, wait, what? And then it turns into me talking about chard and the pizza places. Now, I did a recent one in Greenwich down at the middle school down there, Central Middle School. So shout out to all those teachers and kids down there. They were fantastic.
Greenwich.
But I was on like a panel basically, and we would each get like 5 to 10 minutes to talk. There was like 5 other parents with me with their jobs and their careers, and I would get up there and talk. I had a little PowerPoint, and then I talk about chard. So after the thing was all over, we presented like 6 times for the different kids coming through.
Yeah.
And one of the other parents was like, "What's your favorite place in Greenwich?" And I was like,
"Just say Grigg Street."
No, I said,
Grigg Street.
That's what I said. But I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I you know, I live in Milford. You know, we do a lot of like New Haven and that area, and we haven't made it down to Lower Fairfield County a lot with the show.
Yeah.
And I said, but I have heard that Grigg Street is fantastic, and they were all like, oh yeah, it's so good. And then one of the teachers gave me this note. I told her I'd shout it out. Pinocchio's on Main Street, which is in New Canaan, I guess.
Okay.
So Pinocchio's on Main Street. She's like, you have to try it and maybe do an episode, but you definitely have to try the pizza. And I was like, all right, thanks. Like, because I don't know that area that well, those as far as pizza places, you know. And they told me a couple other ones in Greenwich. But yeah, we'll have to at some point we'll expand throughout the state like we like to, and then make our way down to Lower Fairfield County, get our fancy pants on and go to some of those pizza places.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really, honestly, other than Grigg Street, wouldn't know anything else. I know there's a Neapolitan place that's pretty famous there, too. you know, but like you, I live in Milford and I have for a bunch of years. Now, I used to do a lot of work in Greenwich when I used to do consulting stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite places in Greenwich was Garden Catering.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it actually started in Greenwich, but nonetheless.
Yeah, because now they have multiple locations.
Yeah, they're all,
right?
You know, in, I think they're all out through all throughout Connecticut.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, like that Greenwich, New Canaan, Westchester, not Westchester, what's the town over Greenwich?
Like Wilton and.
Yeah, no, going towards New York.
Oh,
I forget.
Darien?
No, that's. I'm going south.
Oh, it's, past.
It's
in Connecticut or New York?
New York. It's the next.
Well, there's Westchester, there's Rye, there's.
Nah.
One of those towns.
I think it's like the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, okay.
For New York style.
Yes.
And then New Haven.
Yep.
Because I think a lot of people that live in Fairfield County, and not all of them, but a lot of them, they probably generally will work in Stanford or New York City or one of the five boroughs, and they're probably more New Yorkers than, you know, Connecticut people.
Yeah, there's definitely, right, you're right. There's like a cutoff where, you know, from, even though a lot of people who live in lower Fairfield County kind of associate or commute into New York. And so, you know, if they're working in the city, maybe they like that style because they have pizza in New York all the time.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. There is sort of a cutoff. It's interesting, all the different places, because we talk about how many places there are in Connecticut, and we tend to forget about Fairfield County a little bit because we're so focused on New Haven and even north of New Haven.
Yeah.
There's just so many pizza places.
Yeah, I mean, the one place, and it's not Greenwich, but it's Fairfield, called Naughty Dolphin. Mm. They're right off the train line, and I had that several years ago when I was doing pizza reviews, and it's really good pizza.
Yeah.
You know, definitely more of a New Haven, New York hybrid, but
yeah,
really good pizza.
Well, if anyone has suggestions, you can always put it in the comments on the video, send it to us on social.
We'll check them out.
Yeah, definitely let us know about any pizza places here in Connecticut or anywhere, for that matter, all over the place. Someday we'll do some places in New York. That would be fun.
Well, easy now, Kevin.
If we go into New York City.
We're going to do it with your boy out in the radio station. The
three of us. Yeah, Long Island. Right, exactly.
He can take us around.
All right, that wraps it up for this week. Make sure to follow, subscribe, podcast, YouTube, social media. We're on Instagram. We got those clips going up all the time. And big thanks to Hannah, who helps us out with those, Nicole for producing. And next episode, Frank, you're going to address some of the people who have commented on your viral post.
Some of the hate.
About your bricks, your fire bricks?
My fire bricks.
Fire brick episode, part demo episode.
Yes.
And we're going to have some props in that one.
We got some splaining to do.
All right, fire bricks next episode. But thanks, everyone. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby. New Haven style.